For the last 6 years of my career, I was a senior administrative aide to three commanders, U.S. Central Command, General Tommy Franks, General John Abizade, and Admiral Bill Fallon. The attitude of the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines is give them a mission, they're going to do their very best to try to complete it. 5.5 years after the fact, they're tired of being in the sand. One of the things which you can't do in a military mission is say, we'll come home when we win. You have to be able to define what a win is. There's no scoreboard. I think those folks are ready to come back home, be with their families, go after the people that actually attacked us.
Local House candidates that attended were both Republican and Democratic candidates from House races in District 57 and 60. That includes current District 57 Republican House Representative Faye Culp and her Democratic opponent, first-time candidate Yoli Capine, and District 60 Republican House Representative Ed Homan and his Democratic opponent, first-timer E.J. Ford. Tiger Bay member Mike McKinney asked the House candidates about their stances on Amendment 2. E.J. Ford, a professor at the University of Tampa, answered first.
I also, at the risk of pandering, I also strongly oppose Amendment 2. If you come by my house, I've had a sign out there opposing. I believe that Amendment 2 is create a situation where we have a whole lot of people caught up in a net, and they are going to end up suffering as a result of it, and not same-sex couples.
District 57 Republican candidate Representative Faye Culp.
If that passes, we are going to have some problems across the state. So I am definitely a no on Amendment number 2.
District 57 Democratic candidate Yoli Capine.
I am also no.
District 60 Republican House incumbent Representative Ed Homan did not answer the question. Representative Homan was asked what he considers to be positive achievements he has made while in the House. His response prompted this reaction from E.J. Ford in regards to Homan's longtime status as a Democrat and recent status as a Republican.
All right, it's interesting about the comments because all of my bills, most all of them, have been health care bills. I get total support from the Democratic Party, but I can't sell them to the Republicans because they cost money in the insurance companies. You know, so I'm always bucking
my own party.
You're
always welcome to switch parties, Ed. You know, if you switch parties, I promise I'll drop out of the race today.
It's interesting. I was a Democrat for 57 years, and I switched parties to run because I was told if I was a Democrat in the Republican House, I couldn't do anything.
When a Tiger Bay member asked the candidates about their stances on negative campaigning, Representative Faye Culp discussed a letter brought to her office by Democratic candidate Capine.
My opponent has decided to send out two negative mailings against me already and has walked into my legislative office last Monday with a very threatening letter, which I have turned over to FDLE. She should realize the fact that when you sign your name to become a candidate, your past history of tax liens and bad debt judgments and things like that are a matter of public record.
Capine responded to Representative Culp's statements, but did not mention the letter in her response. According to Culp, their letter read, quote, "It has come to my attention you plan to use public records stating that I failed to pay taxes in your reelection advertising. Be aware that those judgments were entered into the public records erroneously. If you choose to make them public, I will seek to be made whole. Please govern yourself accordingly," end quote. WMNF spoke with Capine after the meeting about those statements.
Yes, I sent her a letter in reference to some erroneous information that she is going to be passing out that is incorrect, but...
Erroneous information that she had spoken about you?
No, actually, it's on the tax records. It shows some judgments, and I neither owed them nor did I settle them. But they are there, and they show settled, but I did not owe them nor did I pay them. I just corrected it with my documents.
Representative Culp has turned the matter over to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. She says her attorney determined it could be considered a, quote, veiled threat. Though Culp has requested no action on the part of the FDLE, she did want to make a legal record of the incident. Moving on to the issues, education was a big topic at today's debate. Congressional and House candidates were asked about their stances on education and government programs like No Child Left Behind. Congressional candidate Doug Tudor says that education needs to be a number one domestic priority.
Part of my original platform, along with ending the war and fixing our economy, which of course now is a much bigger issue, but part of that was fixing our educational system and making it our number one long-term domestic priority. No Child Left Behind needs to get left behind.
District 60 Representative Ed Homan.
So there's nothing in the room or in the world that prevents anybody from this room from writing a check to the USF Foundation or to your favorite teacher to boost her salary.
District 60 Democratic candidate E.J. Ford.
There is political will to spend more money on human resources, more teachers for our kids, and Tallahassee just hasn't followed through on that because they have other budget priorities. Well, it's about putting those budget priorities in order.
District 57 Democratic candidate Capine.
Everyone likes to give education lip service. It's not a matter of first-class education. It has to be a world-class. We are in a global economy.
District 57 Republican Representative Culp.
And I am here to tell you that I will do the best I can to help raise the salaries for teachers and in the field of education for almost every aspect of it.